Time now for your comments. At this time last week, listeners heard the first part of I'd Rather Eat Pants, a week-long comedy that marked the opening of NPR's new West Coast Production Center. Morning Edition received close to 1,000 letters. Some listeners liked the play, many did not. Some say, I'd rather eat glass, I'd rather listen to pledge drives, I'd rather hear traffic reports than listen to that play. John Tornblad of Portland, Oregon asks, what have we done to deserve this lump of coal? And listener Keith George wants to know, how much do I have to pledge to keep you from doing anything like this ever again? James Naples of Dallas, Texas, thanks Morning Edition for pointing out that it's a comedy. After 3 episodes, he says, I would never have guessed as much. Philip Passero says, Gracie Allen and Jack Benny are spinning in their graves. Among the many complaints, there were nice words about the rest of the program. Tom Elmore of Meadow Vista, California says putting pants on Morning Edition is like seeing a fly floating in extra virgin olive oil. Pants inadvertently managed to help a few listeners. Skip Porteous of New York said, thank you for airing I'd Rather Eat Pants. Normally I would stay in bed, but this thing is so horrible it forces me to get up, turn off the radio, and begin my day. And Barbara Kaplan Bennett of Los Angeles says, my daily dilemma is when to blow-dry my hair, since the noise drowns out a few minutes of the always interesting Morning Edition. This week, no problem. As soon as I'd Rather Eat Pants comes on, I know I can safely do my due and not miss a thing. Some people like the play. Jean-Marie Esquivel says Pants lifted her week. For the past 5 days, I have forgotten about work stress, life stress, new puppy, and the crazy holiday season. Gretchen Eastman calls the play the best waking up I've done all week. For Jamie Stewart of Arlington, Virginia, it was a confection. Not something I'd want with my morning news all year round, but during the holidays, a little sweetness is most welcome. And finally, Don Kinsley of Newark, Delaware, a self-described newsaholic, writes, I welcome something to break up the news of weapons inspections in Iraq, Homeland Security, and arrests of accused terrorists. Politely tell the listeners who want only news from NPR to lighten up. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.